Hi, this is Darlene Love.
This is Brian Wilson.
We're the Commodores.
This is Faith Hill.
This is Candace Knight of Blackmore's Night, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. We're just over halfway through June as I'm recording this, which means July is just a couple weeks away. And for many Christmas podcasters and Christmas peeps in general, that means Christmas in July. Last year, I did something on the Sounds of Christmas I hadn't done since I launched the station back in 2007. I played nearly every song in our library in alphabetical order. I have added hundreds of songs since then, so I thought I'd revisit that this year. Starting on July 1st at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll be giving you the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, playing almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title. And at this point, I honestly have no idea how long it will go on. I can tell you that it takes over 15 hours just to get through all the songs that start with A, which is 2 hours longer than last year. So, a couple things about this. First, I took my master library list and I put it in a Google Doc. Then I set it to alphabetize all the entries by song title. For the most part, I think this worked okay. In some instances, punctuation in the song titles made it tricky. Sometimes I was able to move those songs around where they made the most sense, but that probably wasn't always the case. So you may hear a song that seems out of place, and that could be the reason. Or it could be other things. Sometimes artists change the name of a song they're covering. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas becomes simply A Merry Little Christmas. My Grown Up Christmas List becomes Grown Up Christmas List. And Run Rudolph Run is sometimes listed as Run Run Rudolph. I'm pretty sure there are lots of others, but those are the ones that leap to mind. I tried to deal with that as best I could, but this was a huge undertaking, and there may have been some I missed. And that's another reason that, upon occasion, there may be a song that seems out of place. Also, I'm not playing every different version of every single song. I did consider that in the beginning last year and thought it might be interesting to hear so many different artists with their own interpretations of each song. Then I realized that if I did that, there would be over 9 hours of different versions of Silver Bells. I like Silver Bells. I like it a lot. Maybe even more than most people. But I don't think even I would listen to 9 hours of it. So I went through and I picked one version of songs like that to kind of represent the song. A couple times when I had some versions of a particular song that were so different from each other, almost like they were completely different songs, I chose to play more than one. And sometimes I played an instrumental along with a vocal version of the same song. I tried not to play two versions of the same song that sounded very similar, but there were a couple times I found it hard to choose, so I included both. I didn't include Hanukkah or New Year's songs this time, or Thanksgiving and Halloween songs. However, Christmas songs that also included elements of Hanukkah, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and Halloween are part of the A to Z event. For songs that started with numbers, I simply spelled out the numbers, and you'll find them accordingly. I also took out a lot of the thes and ahs that started a song title, but not all. I made a lot of judgment calls on that, taking away the ones I thought were unnecessary while leaving others I thought were important, like The Christmas Song. That's how everybody refers to it, not just Christmas Song. So that the stayed. You get the idea. I included lots of medleys, and some of the songs included in those will be found elsewhere in the entire A to Z event. I went back and forth on this and finally decided that medleys are quite possibly more popular in Christmas music than in any other genre, so excluding them just seemed wrong. I may have made some mistakes. Once again, this was a much bigger undertaking than I thought it would be, even though I did it last year, and it was a huge undertaking then. So some songs might come up in the wrong place. Some songs might play more than once. Some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose. It's just human error. My human error. And my apologies if there's a song you want to hear and somehow it doesn't show up. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I make as far as which version of a particular song gets played. In most cases, I pick the more obvious choice, but a couple times I shook things up a little to pick something you might not expect. I know that this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want Bing's White Christmas. They want Nat King Cole and Elvis. For others, it's Mariah Carey and Kelly Clarkson. And while all of those artists do appear more than once in the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, it will take a while to get to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And if you miss Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You on that first day, you won't get to hear it again until we get back to regular programming, which will probably be near the end of the month, could even be in August. I don't know. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say the Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear lots of songs you may never have heard before, and you'll hear lots of artists that you may have never heard of before either. But I think you're going to like it. At least, I hope you do. I'll probably send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July rolls on, and maybe August. I'm set to kick this off on July 1st with Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything, and then keep on going until at some point we get to Zuzu's Petals by the group Lunch at Allen's. It seems like it took a couple weeks to do this last year, and there are more songs this time around, so it should take a little longer, but since I'm still programming it, I really don't know. I guess we'll find out together. And lastly, I started this episode off mentioning that I've added hundreds of songs since I did this last year. Those weren't all new songs from 2023. There were lots of old releases that came back into print or were finally released for the first time or in a slightly different configuration. So I also added a lot of songs that hadn't been available in a long time. And in some cases, songs that had never been released in the first place. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun and that if you do tune in, you like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. So you can click on it, find us on your favorite streaming site, click on over, and subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.